Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship to Luke chapter 6, where the Lord Jesus is confronting those that were surrounding him, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, some of the chief priests were there, and he was talking about good fruit and bad fruit, and that a good tree brings forth good fruit and a bad tree brings forth bad fruit. And then he makes the application. You know, our Lord never just throws things out there and just leaves them out there. He brings an application. And in verse 46 of chapter 6, we read, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" There was the application. All right, you say you're good, but you call me Lord, Lord, but you don't listen to anything that I say. You know, one of the ways that we show our love for God and our adherence to God's Word is obedience. Obedience. You know, for a child to disobey their parents is to basically say, "I don't love you. I don't love you." Now, there are a lot of people that would disagree with that, but in reality, that's true. They're not doing what you're telling them to do, and so they're saying, "I don't love you. If I did, I would do what you told me to do." The picture is, the connection is made here between a good tree being obedient and a bad tree saying one thing, "Lord, Lord." What is Lord, Lord? Lord at Kurios is a word of authority. "Lord, Lord, you're our leader." But then he says, "You don't do what I say." So it's all words. It's emptiness. This passage of Scripture goes on. In verse 47 says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like." And then he goes and talks about the good man who built his foundation on a rock and the foolish man that went and built his house upon the sand. The picture is very clear. There's no ambiguity at all in what the Lord is saying here. Goodness and badness is related to your relationship with God. Do you have a new heart given to you by God Almighty? If you do, then you will obey His Word. You will do more than just say, "Lord, Lord," and then go out and do the opposite of what He says. You will love Him. You will pursue after Him. You will seek Him. You will find Him. And you will obey Him. That's the picture of a true believer. And I hope today that we've gathered together as believers in Christ, seeking to know what God's will is for us through His Word, and then doing what? That being it? No. We go out and put it into practice. We go forth and do what the Word of God says. That shows your love, and it shows your relationship. He's your Father, and you're His child, and I do what my Father says because I love Him. That's what obedience is, and that's the picture that's given to us in the Word of God.